Fox News Radio.
ACNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Welcome. This is Free Fire Radio, 1460, home of the Free Fire Media. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your guest host today for Carl and Linda Bott. And, you know, I'm a little unprepared this morning, but we're going to run with it anyway. So it's raining outside, and it seems like it's going to be a pretty wet day. It's supposed to clear up this afternoon sometime, but we're only supposed to be having 20% chance of rain right now, and it looks like it's raining pretty well. So anyway, I want you guys to listen in, get up off the couch. You know, your country, your children, and your grandchildren need you to get involved now, so let's start educating ourselves on the issues. Talk to our neighbors, go to meetings, join a tea party, protect yourself from big government out there. And if you have any questions or would like to participate, please feel free to call in. That's what free speech is all about. We need to debate and find the answers to these hard questions that we're that are coming up out there, the economy, the political scene, all that kind of stuff. And remember, the telephone number here is 530-605-4567, or you can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com. So with that, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to get right to it here. My computer went down right before I got here, so I'm faking it. And I wanted to start off with a headline here, and this is from goldseek.com, and this is from yesterday. The headlines have been coming in extremely fast here lately because of the economic worldwide global problem. And I'm going to start off with this article here. I think it's very interesting. It says, America's economy is in shambles. Fiscal policy is totally gridlocked between the Democrats, who want to see some long-term tax increases, and the Republicans, who only want spending cuts. Worse yet, the Republicans view economic failure in America as a good thing, as they believe it will enhance their chances to recapture the White House. Because of compromise on the budget, seems to be off the table right now, that only leaves the Federal Reserve policy to stimulate the economy. So judging from what it's been reported in the financial press and the TV lately, the Fed's policy is ringing loud and clear. Keep interest rates low and devalue the currency. Now, there's some problems with that. Keeping long-term interest rates low is desired because the Obama administration is praying that loan and mortgage financing will put your more money into the pockets of the corporations and individuals, giving them money to spend. A lower dollar is also desired to help boost exports. Selling more abroad is, for now, the only way to create jobs. In other words, fiscal policy is frozen like a deer in the headlights, and easy money is the only policy our government's got. There's just one big problem with the policy of low interest rates and a weak currency. Foreign central banks, led by China, currently hold $3.5 trillion invested in U.S. treasuries. China created goods that they sold to America for dollars, but now we want to pay them nothing in interest and devalue the savings held in the dollars. Indeed, it must be galling to the Chinese that we are treating them this way. It's ironic, but we're treating our retired savers in our own country the same way. Needless to say, China understands what is going on. It has been a little bit more than, peed off here. At some point, they could cut their losses and swap their horrible investments in paper dollars for tangible assets such as gold and other resources they need to employ, feed, clothe, and house their 1.3 billion citizens. So, you know, the article goes on, and, the problem here is countries holding U.S. treasuries face a two-pronged dilemma. First, if they dump the longer-term treasury securities, they would suffer massive price declines because selling long-term notes and bonds pushes their prices down. Second, foreign countries would suffer currency depreciation losses because selling dollars pushed the dollar down. If China and other central banks all sold their long-dated treasury notes and bonds, U.S. treasuries would decline in price, causing long-term interest rates in America to soar. So at that time, know, at this time in American history, when our economy is so fragile and weak, rising long-term interest rates could spell disaster for the economy. This is the Obama administration's greatest fear. And, you know, you can see what's kind of going on here. So, I think we want to take a break here. Is that...
Well, Mark, what we do at this time each weekday morning here on Free Fire Media is join our Wells Fargo advisor. This morning is Kathy Lathrop Cummings, and she's going to bring us this market minute so we get an instant snapshot of what's happening in the financial world. Kathy?
Very good.
Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 29 points at this time at 10,910. The S&P 500 is down 2 at 1,141, and the NASDAQ is positive this morning 4 points at 2,465. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America, which is down 6 cents at $5.71, and General Electric down 15 cents at $15.12. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is unchanged at $8.76, and Pacific Gas and Electric is positive 82 cents at $42.21. In the bond market, we are finding lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 1.93%. In the gold market, we are up $4.60 at $16.46.20. Silver is up 53 cents at $30.88, and crude oil is down 19 cents at $79.49. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC for KCNR.
We're back. Okay, so I think we're going to be going to a break now. I'll get the swing of this here pretty quick, guys. It's my first morning in here on the morning show. But anyway, we'll be back in a minute. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire.
Fry Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
Freedom is the only thing that means a damn to me.
Can you handle the truth? Are you prepared for the coming financial collapse? Do you know why prices are skyrocketing? Do you know about the international banksters? Do you know how to survive hyperinflation? Do you believe in freedom? What are the solutions? Find out. Listen to Sovereign Minds Radio, 6 p.m. Sundays, where we always handle the truth.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
KCNR time is 7:13, and today's forecast. Isolated showers, appears to be highly isolated right over downtown right now. Partly cloudy tonight, should be clearing up and sunny for your Friday, just in time for Big Bike Weekend. Right now, 47 degrees downtown. This weather report brought to you by our friends at Anselmo Vineyards. And now, back to our guest host, Mark Kent on Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. How you doing out there today? So, I'm going to get back on this this story here, because I think that we want to get to the end of it so you understand where the author's going. So, what I'm looking at here is... countries holding U.S. Treasuries, if they dump them, it's going to push up our interest rates. And this is going to cause the Obama administration a big problem, because if interest rates go up, that means the interest to service our debt, which is almost $15 trillion, is going to start creeping into the entitlements and everything else, you know, whether it's Social Security, Medicare, or whatever it happens to be that they have to cut, military spending, you name it. So that's a problem here. So what else could the Fed possibly do to keep our economy moving in the right direction? Well, why not go to the Chinese and promise them, you know, to pay them a big fat premium on their current long-term treasuries? And that's kind of what's happening. This is that Operation Twist. And I'll expound on this further, but we got Angel on the line with a question. I'm assuming that's Ruth probably, but I'm not positive. Are you on the radio there, Ruth?
I am, Mark. You know, I thought I'd just call in to give you a chance to take a sip of coffee.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I kind of ran down here real early this morning, and I'm a little bit discombobulated yet, but I'll get into the swing of things here.
Well, good morning. I just been calling in because I can sit and listen to you for hours, and you talk and talk and talk, and so I just, you know, you can just grab so much. But I wanted to ask you, the silver and gold prices have been going up and down and up and fluctuating so much, and I wanted to get your opinion. I know you've talked about that, but I wanted to get your opinion on why that they're going up and down now, and just kind of get your thoughts on, because I know you explained this pretty well, and I don't understand why, you know, it went up to like $47 and now it's way back down.
Well, there's been several things that have been happening. There's been margin calls at the COMEX, which has pushed the prices down. They've been papering it over. There's market manipulation going on that's just off the charts, because they're basically selling gold and silver they don't have on the open market, backed by nothing. And so what that does is drive the price down. And the reason that they're doing this is several. JP Morgan Chase, HSBC have been short on the market for quite some time now with a bunch of contracts that will cause them huge losses the higher that the silver prices go up. Now that's one reason. The other reason I think is they're working in collusion with the government, because the gold and silver prices are kind of like the canary in the coal mine. When people start seeing gold and silver prices shooting off the charts, it's an indicator that we're having an inflationary cycle. That's not good for the administration. So their plunge protection team has been busy at work. Another reason that what's been going on as well is that we're in the last stages, in my opinion, into an economic real problem here. And the best way I can explain it is to, let's say, you remember when we were kids, we had those tops, you wind the string up around the top, and then you throw them, and they spin, and they sit there and spin real good and nice and straight for a while until they start to get to the point where they're running out of inertia, and then they wobble out and collapse. That's kind of what's going on here a little bit, in my opinion, is that our dollar is getting close to collapse, as well as the stock market. And so it's going to be normal in a situation like this to have 10 to 20% fluctuations and swings on top of the fact that they're trying to suppress the prices. Sooner or later, the market is going to take over, because what's happening here is we're running short on silver supplies. The Mint stopped selling their some of their coins because they had a marked at $60 an ounce. So now that it's dropped down, they quit selling them because they realize that silver is worth quite a bit more than it's being the spot price. Now,
let me ask you something.
Sure.
Is gold worth buying now? I mean, it's shot up there and everybody's, you know, jumped on the silver bandwagon, but is gold worth buying now that it's down?
I believe that it's still worth buying, because here's the problem. I would stick to the silver till they run out, and there's going to be a time, and I don't believe it's too far away, where you're not going to be able to buy silver because nobody's going to let go of it and until the price shoots way up. Now, gold and silver are if we have an inflationary cycle, something similar to the Weimar Republic in Germany, and, you know, it's happened in Argentina and, you know, Yugoslavia, Zimbabwe. Only on this time frame, we have a worldwide dollar problem, and that's kind of what the article is talking about, is that we've got massive amounts of dollar worldwide. If our status of holding the world reserve dollar currency, which makes all the other currencies tied to it, and it's not tied to anything, if their confidence erodes on our dollars and it collapses, there's going to be no place to hide except in actual assets that exist, like gold and silver, oil, real estate. Those are the only things that are going to hold your money. Now, when you look at the current market, real estate's going down. That's not going to be a very good investment. You're going to be losing as it starts to tank out because of the foreclosures. Oil is down, and that's a bigger long-term strategy. So for most people, it's going to be gold and silver to protect their assets. And right now, the stock market is teetering on the edge of I believe, a big collapse. So, you know, you got your 401ks, you got all of these selection of things that you can invest in. At the end of the day, the only thing that's going to be safe, in my opinion here, really soon, is going to be gold or silver. So silver's the better place to go. It's cheaper right now. It's undervalued. We know, because it's of its industrial use, that it's going to be going through the roof at some point. But so I'd buy that till my hands bled right now, quite frankly. But that doesn't mean gold's not an investment hedge either. It's still a good investment for protecting your wealth, because the more dollars they print, and it's coming, QE3 is coming, because they're going to get to a point where they don't have any choice. And, you know, I'll address that in the article here pretty soon. But it's still a good investment.
I just want to say I just love listening to you, because it just has opened my eyes. But a lot of people don't know who you are, and you're a great tax guy and investor counselor. And I know you, and you're also a great gardener. So I think you should let the listeners know who you are, because you're just well-rounded and awesome, and I love listening to you. So I'm going to thank you for your comments and listen to the rest of your show.
Thanks a lot, Ruth. I totally appreciate it.
You bet.
Okay. Bye-bye. I think we're going to go to a break now. This is 1460 KCNR, home of the Free Fire Media.
October 15th at Anselmo Vineyards. Come ye, lords, ladies, knights, and all subjects from the North State. It's a Renaissance medieval night. Limited seating, $45 per person, with a special set menu designed and prepared by Chef John Stadelli. And I'll be singing with my favorite jazz trio. Dan Kinkle on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Johnny Gonzalez on keyboards, plus special guest appearances. Come join us for this fun harvest festival only at Anselmo Vineyards. Remember, if you wear your costume, you'll be eligible for special prizes. See you at the harvest party only at Anselmo Vineyards, October 15th. Remember, limited seating. For reservations, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjredding.com.
Hey, the folks at Tobacco & Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco & Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco & Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Bob Wagner of Wagner Electric. How long have you been coming in with your vehicles?
I'm going to say in the least the last 8 years, if not longer.
Ah, we've been in business 18 years. How long has Wagner Electric been around?
We've only been around for 46 years.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to Cars?
Most definitely. I've referred my son, and I refer my other relatives to Cars, and also friends that when they need mechanical work done, that they can go there because they're going to get treated correctly.
Have you ever used our concierge service?
Saved a lot of hassle and headache by you guys being able to pick it up and deliver it, and I didn't have to mess with anything, and I could still do what I need to be doing.
What do you think is our hallmark?
Honesty.
Well, thank you so much for being a customer.
As soon as we need something done, we'll be giving you a call.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
We are back. I like this song. That's Everybody Wants to Rule the World. We're back. This is Mark Kent. I guess I should give myself an introduction, a little background. I haven't been doing the morning show at all. Been on, you know, Sunday nights at 6 p.m. and with Sovereign Mind Radio for a while. But I've been in this community for a long time. I was born in Wairika and, didn't... stay there very long and have been all over the state. And, you know, my mainstay is financial planning and taxes. You know, I'm not a certified financial planner, but I've been involved in you know, planning and, you know, setting up corporations and doing taxes and strategies for 30 years. And, you know, so that's my expertise, but I'm also in charge of survival and preparedness at the Tea Party, a member of the Tea Party, you know, been involved in so many different things. It's hard for me to explain all the stuff that I do. Ruth was saying, you know, I have a big garden, and so you know, I've been around the financial stuff for a lot of years, and that's why I'm so involved in it, is because I can see the writing on the wall where our government's taking us, and it's not a good place, especially with monetary policy. That's the other thing I'm an expert in, is I've been studying monetary policy since 1984 when I first met Ron Paul and read his book, Freedom Under Siege. And so that's kind of my background, is basically finances, money, taxes, monetary policy, you know, that type of thing. And a couple of years ago, I started getting heavily involved in the Tea Party because I could see that we need to start getting in here and doing something, because, you know, this administration and past administrations, you know, have been heading in the wrong direction almost in their entirety. I mean, the only difference between Bush and Obama, in my opinion, is Obama stepped on the accelerator. He's the same policies. I mean, they were supposed to get out of the war, stay in the war, let's just start more. So that kind of thing. So that's sort of my background. And, you know, I wanted to finish out this article, and then I've got Charles on the line. So, and then our guest here, our guest is here, Greg. So let me just finish out this article, because I wanted to get, you know, the full impact of it, and so you understand where we're going here. Okay, so what else could the Fed possibly do to keep our economy moving in the right directions? Why not go to the Chinese and promise to pay them a big fat premium on their long-term treasuries, okay, that were purchased at much higher interest rates, and let them swap for short-term treasury bills and notes? Indeed, looking at the prices of U.S. Treasury notes and bonds, most are trading at premiums of 10 to 15% for recent issues, and 50% or more for those issued just a few years ago. By allowing other countries to get out of the longer-term treasuries at a time of record lows in interest rates, it will give them an extraordinarily large gift and potentially enormous profits that they can be used in several ways. China would most likely use the profits to offset currency losses when the Fed goes back to printing money in QE3 to fund our deficit. And in Europe, the profits could be used to recapitalize their banks, which are loaded up with Greek, Irish, Italian, and Spanish debt. When foreign countries have fewer treasury notes and bonds left in their arsenal to sell, when they do get around to selling their dollar holdings, it'll push the dollar down without pushing interest rates up. Note, short-term treasuries will not go down if the price is sold. Indeed, they can only go down if the Fed rates are raised, okay, or if the Fed raises the rates. And even then, they quickly adjust back to a par of 100. At that point, America can dare China to sell the dollar, because pushing the dollar down is our policy. So basically, now you know what the Fed's recent Operation Twist is all about. A more appropriate name might be Operation Payoff. We are paying a king's ransom to pave the way to devalue the dollar in the next QE3 and beyond. And just remember, the downside of a falling dollar will be higher import prices and higher inflation. If you would like to participate in Operation Payoff, do what the central banks are doing. Sell your long-term treasuries to the Fed and then brace for the next round of dollar devaluation and inflation, which will soon be on the way. That's why I'm promoting gold and silver, guys. So anyway, I've got Charles on the line, and he's got an announcement I think he wants to make.
Charles, you have about 1 minute, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I went after Rob Burrows was talking yesterday about the monkey business that city staff was doing with the Vets Museum. Last night I went digging through the city's archives, and I found something from June 15th of last year. At that time, the city wanted to impose a revenue sharing agreement on the Vets Museum, but they did not, but they refused to impose the same thing,
Charles,
on Turtle Bay.
Charles, can I get you to hold your thought here? We're going to go to a quick break. Stay on the line, and we'll be right back and let you finish it out. We'll give you a little more time now. I don't want to cut you off, but we got to go to a break right now. So, KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks, little change in early trading today. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down 40 points. More Americans joined the unemployment line in the latest week, a sign the labor market remains weak. Initial claims rose less than expected, though, coming in at 401,000. Last week's claims were revised higher, but remained below the 400,000 level. Now, this report comes ahead of President Obama's news conference at 11 a.m. Eastern on job creation. JCPenney lowered its third quarter outlook after a drop in September sales. The retailer posted a 3.6% drop in same-store sales last month. After restructuring charges, the company now expects to post a loss during the quarter. Analysts expected a gain. Shares are falling some 3% on the news. And the world is mourning the death of Apple co-founder Steve Jobs. In a statement, Apple said the company lost a creative genius and the world lost an amazing human being. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit barracuda.com/flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/flex.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
We are back. This is Mark Kent, and I'm in substituting for Carl and Linda Bott. And I guess I could say they're on assignment, but I'm not sure that that's absolutely
taking
correct.
A very much deserved break from the routine.
As Bob says, taking a very much deserved break from the routine. I'm not sure I can pinpoint them on the map right now. I'm sure they're out there having a relaxing cup of coffee right now. So, anyway. We're back, and we've got Charles on the line still. And go ahead, Charles. I want you to go ahead and tell us what you got before I introduce our guest.
Right. June 15th of 2010, the city wanted to impose a revenue sharing agreement on the Vets Museum, and this was the same night that they were giving the okay for the Turtle Bay Hotel project, and in the staff report for Turtle Bay, the city staff refused to impose any revenue sharing agreement whatsoever on Turtle Bay, and yet they wanted the Vets Museum to pay to the city a portion of the revenues that they got, effectively taxing the Vets Museum.
Could you clarify who exactly was doing this? This is not city council, is it? This is the staff?
This was in the staff recommendation. I was there that night, and I spoke on the matter. And when the matter came up before city council, the Vets Museum matter came up before city council on June 15th of last year, the city council was unanimous in voting down the idea of taxing the Vets Museum, but it was something that city staff had tried to do.
Interesting. Do you have any names for who the city staff is?
You can look through the staff report and try to find out. I don't think anybody's going to.
Nobody's copping to that one, huh?
You'd have to join the priesthood if you want to find out who's the. If you want to get names, because they'll be coming to confessional.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's going to be a hard one to get absolved of. Yeah, they're going to have to do a little more than communion on that one, I think. I just makes no sense to me why anybody in this climate, in this political climate, would do anything that would hamper a veterans museum because of all the things that are going on with the country and locally and statewide. And I just find it absolutely incredulous that anybody could do anything to hamper these guys' effort of putting this together. I mean, and it's not that big of a deal to just rezone this thing and move on. So, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. It's insane if you ask me.
There's no justification whatsoever. It's abominable no matter how you slice it.
Well, hopefully heads will roll.
Well, because this is a general law city, maybe not.
Maybe not.
If you were a charter city, it would have been a lot easier to take disciplinary action against those specific persons who are guilty.
Well, hey, maybe you can do a little homework for us, Charles, and figure out who those specific people are. Maybe
I don't know if I can get in. I don't think I can get them to talk any more than anybody else can get them to talk.
Maybe some of our listeners who are out there, either on city council or somebody
take
knows.
The truth serum to open to loosen some tongues. I'll tell you what.
Well, there you go. Have you got anything else there, Charles?
No, that was pretty much it. Except before I go, if when the stock market goes down to about, let's pick a number, 3,000.
Yeah.
We're going to get hit hard locally because that's going to mean a severe decline in CalPERS, which means that cities and counties are going to get billed for the rest of it, and that means
the rest of us
are going to get billed for that.
I wish I could say it ain't so, Charles. I don't know about 3,000, but I think the stock market is headed for a huge dive here.
The news I've been getting through some of my email updates talk about declines worse than that.
Well, there's both sides of the coin.
I don't think it's going to go quite down that far, but if it goes down by a hard amount, you can pretty well tell they'll be coming back. The city council and the board of supervisors are going to come back to us and say, hey, guess what? We need more money in sales and property tax.
You can count on it, and that's why this is a very dangerous time in the American history, because this is economically a real problem. And, I've just quit listening to the mainstream media on this because they've lied about everything so much. I mean, we're in the third summer of recovery. Everything's coming up roses and sunshine and lollipops all around for the last 3 years.
Recovery.
Now all of a sudden
of the 12-step variety.
Right.
We get I am and then say your name and I use and I participate in the economy.
Well, that's
and
it.
And then everybody else could say their names and do the same thing and then we all do our 12-step deal.
Yeah, that's really it. It's just hard to listen to them anymore because, they distort or lie constantly on almost every station on TV, so in fact I'm going to say every station to a degree and with very few exceptions. So with that happy note, let's introduce our guest who's in the studio here today. We've got Greg Cheadle, and I pronounced it right that time, Greg.
You got it right.
So good morning. How you doing today?
I am awake.
Okay. Oh, are you still on there, Charles, or did you hang up? He's gone. Well,
Charles,
I wanted to say thanks for calling in, Charles. I'm trying to get all the things covered today, and I'm doing the best I can here, so I'm glad
you're doing
you called
a good
in.
Job, Mark.
All right, thanks, Greg.
I'm proud of you.
Okay, cool. So, You know, if you guys have any questions for Greg here, he's running for congressman against Herger, and I hear we have another a person in the race, and that would be Colonel Pete.
I've heard that, yes.
I guess it was announced yesterday or the day before or something.
I heard it was on Monday, but
you might be totally right.
He didn't call me and tell me, so I don't.
If I may suggest, Mark, before we get into our guest, why don't we take the 40 break and then come back and start fresh?
Okay, that'll work just fine. Let's go to our first break, and then we'll be right back with Greg, and can answer everything.
But.
You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and down, throw my hand up and down, throw my head back and down. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say
you will. Your search for the perfect house took 2 years. The custom-made sofa took 6 weeks. Finding the right shade of green paint took nearly 3 months. But getting in your car and leaving it all every day just takes complete confidence in all your insurance. Feel independent. Allied Homeowners and Auto Insurance, a nationwide company. On your side. Underwritten by Allied Insurance Companies and affiliates.
Save money by packaging your home and auto insurance. Contact SFI Insurance Services in Reading. Find them in the White Pages or on the Internet. SFI Insurance Services.
This year, Big Bike Weekend is coming back to Hilltop Drive. That's right, Hilltop Drive. And this year, it's free outdoor entertainment. 3 big days up and down Hilltop. 2 of the larger events are still at the Convention Center, the Police Motor Competition, and the Cost of Freedom exhibit. But everything else is back on Hilltop Drive from October 7th through the 9th. For more information, go to BigBikeWeekend.com.
A safe and reliable vehicle is not only important to your peace of mind, it's good for everyone else on the road as well. Regular automotive maintenance can actually help save you a lot of money by spotting and correcting small problems before they turn into those costly major repairs. A tradition of service above and beyond what customers can get anywhere else is what sets Advanced Automotive of Reading apart from the rest. Tim Morlock opened Advanced Automotive years ago with that simple philosophy in mind, and now his son Cody is ready to serve their customers well into the next generation of cars and drivers. Come see the difference for yourself at Advanced Automotive. They're located in South Reading, where State Route 273 meets South Bonneview at 5756 West Side Road behind NorCal Transmissions. Give them a call at 244-4423 or visit them online at advancedautoreading.com.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
KCNR time on Free Fire Radio 743. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley up there, big supporters of veterans. They've got a great walk-in humidor, largest in the North State, and you can stop in there, get something to warm you up from the T&B Sweeties there at Espresso Joe's. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You're listening to Free Fire Radio. Now back to our guest host, Mark Kent.
We are back. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media. I'm subbing for Carl and Linda Bott this morning. They were kind enough to let me come in and see how this worked and see if I could cut the mustard, so to speak. Anyway, I'm here with our first guest, Greg Cheadle, and he is running for congressman. District 2 is the district we're in, isn't it?
Well, it's actually District 1.
Is it District 1?
We were District 2, but now we're, as of, I think it was August 15th, we are District 1.
Oh, is that the redistricting thing?
That's the redistricting thing, yes. So, it's confusing because the former District 1 is now District 2, and they're still calling themselves District 1.
Wow. So
it's confusing.
So it's very confusing because I thought we were in District 2.
We were in District 2, but I spoke with the Register of Voters here, and I also called the office in Sacramento, and I got it officially.
I'm starting to feel like we're in sort of a...
The Secretary of State, I spoke with him yesterday.
I'm starting to feel like an Abbott and Costello movie, you know? Who's on first, what's on second, and I don't know, who's on third?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're in District 1, 2,
we're in District 1. District 1.
Oh, boy.
Yes, District 1, Mon.
District 1, Mon. Yeah, anyway, so listen, I wanted to ask you some questions and get some of your stances out there because you're running for Congress. It's
very early
in the race, and we got a lot of ground to cover. But I got to say, I was listening to your speech the other day at the Tea Party. And, you know, when you start going into the Gettysburg Address...
Oh.
I mean, it sends shivers up my spine.
It does.
It really does.
I mean, you know, on that battlefield, the number of men that were killed there, that's something that, you know, we forget. It seems like it's just a story, but those events really happened. Those people gave their lives on those battlefields, and it's something that, again, we don't really pay much attention to. But when I think of Lincoln giving that address, you know, it's just like... You get goosebumps.
I do, absolutely. And then and the whole, you know, that was sort of the crescendo of the war, you know, Gettysburg. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it could have gone either way if you study the battle plans on several occasions. There
right.
were several things that just hinged it one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And then to have Lincoln come out of that and put that address together to unite the United States back into one, you know, unit. And you know, I mean, it was pretty much amazing to me. So anyway, I just wanted to compliment you on your speech.
And, thank you.
You know, when you got the Gettysburg Address and the Constitution,
Declaration
of Independence,
that's heavy.
I'm telling you. I mean, tears were rolling off my cheeks.
I mean, how do you think I felt? You know, putting that together. You know, I didn't have a speech together, and you know, it was short notice to speak. And normally, I have everything memorized. It just flows. But, you know, I had to literally pray for something. And when that thing came together, you talk about, you know, tears coming down your eyes. I mean, I was, you know, getting that thing together, getting that speech together. And there were times, and I just kept on crying because I thought about those events, and I could just feel the emotion of those events.
Yeah, I that's the way I feel about it. I mean, people, the kids nowadays, and a lot of people don't have any respect for those, the beliefs behind those documents, and not
mm-hmm.
just the documents. The documents are being recorded, and obviously some of the men who recorded them, in my opinion, were off the charts genius and great. But they were basically, you know, pouring out their feelings and thoughts onto paper
mm-hmm.
about events that had actually happened or were happening or were about to happen. Or they wanted to happen, I guess. But the dynamics of those documents are absolutely incredible, and it's not being taught in the schools. You know, the freedom and the sacrifice that you know went into that those events.
Well, right. Not only that, but we become a wussy society. You know, we have the right, we have the duty to throw off those things.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, and we're not taught that. You know, we're taught to comply.
Yeah, get along with the group.
Yeah, get along with the group.
Yeah.
You know, we aren't those brave people anymore. We're a nation of wusses, it seems.
Well, and you know, if you look at what's going on too, we're being taught that government is the answer to our problems.
Right.
And if you go back to those documents, especially the Declaration of Independence, they're saying government is our problem. And we need to, you know, bind men down with the chains of a constitution because, government is a force. You know, it's like fire. It's a dangerous servant and a fearful
mm-hmm.
master.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was Washington's words. They knew that government was man's worst enemy since the beginning of time. I mean, who sends send you to wars? Who takes your money? Who taxes
right.
you to death? You know, I mean, it's not your neighbor.
No, it's the big G, big government.
Absolutely. So I with talking about that, I want to kind of go into this redistribution of the wealth thing, because I don't think
All
what
right.
people realize when we talk about redistribution of the wealth is that if you can redistribute the wealth from one person to another and you're in charge, guess what? You can redistribute everybody's wealth wherever you want.
Anywhere you want.
And so what happens is you consolidate all this power in an entity, and this whole thing of redistributing the wealth for everybody's, you know, for somebody's own good or for our own good is insane. I mean,
well, it's a curse.
I think it was Charles de Gaulle that said that in order for the politicians to become our masters, they have to pretend they're our slaves.
Good one.
Yeah, so it's really serious. So let's come back and we'll talk about this redistribution of the wealth and get your thoughts on it.
All right.
Okay, we're going to a break now. And let's see, what do we got here, Bob? This is Uriah Heep?
No.
Oh, no.
This is Violent
Femmes. Oh, okay. I thought I didn't recognize it. Very good. Anyway, 1460 Free Fire Media. We'll be back in a minute.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel of Sheldon Largent Realty, and we'd like to invite you to listen in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 for the Kurt Largent Radio Show. Do you suddenly feel as if a code red has been called on your house?
Now, Kurt, they can't handle the truth.
Ruth, the listeners deserve the truth.
They can't handle the truth.
Yes, Ruth, they can handle the truth. Our listeners deserve it. So listen in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 for your answers to your own personal real estate code red. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Pete Metz of Megastar Mortgage, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Bookstore at 2025 Hilltop Drive. We are more than just a bookstore. We are your full-service Christian bookstore. Bibles, Books, and More is the only store in the North State to offer mail-to-jail services. Looking for a way to make that Bible you bought as a gift something special? We offer in-house imprinting services for a fraction of the cost you'll find online. At Bibles, Books, and More, special orders are our specialty. Bibles, Books, and More at 2025 Hilltop Drive.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This year, Big Bike Weekend is coming back to Hilltop Drive. That's right, Hilltop Drive. And this year, it's free outdoor entertainment. 3 big days up and down Hilltop. 2 of the larger events are still at the Convention Center, the Police Motor Competition, and the Cost of Freedom exhibit. But everything else is back on Hilltop Drive from October 7th through the 9th. For more information, go to BigBikeWeekend.com.
This is Free Fire Radio.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold at 2463 Athens Avenue. It's where you can go to get a genuine haircut, go down and meet the folks at Cypress Square Barbershop. You're listening to Free Fire Radio. Now back to our guest host, Mark Kent.
Okay. Yeah, let's listen to that Billy Joel just a little bit.
I would not.
we're back. That goes out to Linda. She knows who she is. This is Free Fire Media, 1460 KCNR, and I'm in the studio here with Greg. And we're going to talk a little bit about redistribution of wealth, because I like to address this subject because, you know, redistribution of wealth, a.k.a. communism, mm-hmm. or socialism, whichever you prefer, and usually socialism leads to communism or
right.
Marxism. And, you know, people got to quit playing around with this one. This is a dangerous, this is dangerous.
They don't understand it. You know, a lot of these things, they sound so good. It sounds great that everybody should have this, that, and the other. But when it comes down to the implementation of that, you've got a major problem, because the bottom line is going to be who is in control.
And that's of the property.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to, is property rights.
So it's going to be an arbitrary rule. Despotism is where we would be headed with that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and that's what the founding fathers said. It was, you know, in the first four drafts I don't want to say the Constitution or Declaration of Independence, but in the first four drafts of the Declaration of Independence, it was the pursuit of life, liberty, and property. And the only reason that the property wasn't put in there, because they knew that people owned slaves back then.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to and look this up in the Federalist Papers, they didn't want this document to ever support slavery at all. So they took that out of there because they had the intentions of abolishing slavery for all time on all men. And they knew that at that time it was wrong to try to do it, because there was too many people that had considered slaves as property.
Yeah.
So, but property rights are key. But at the same time, they wanted to make sure all men were free.
Mm-hmm.
So this redistribution of the wealth, what that does is, when you get rid of property rights, that means that who owns all the property? Is it the state? Or if you as a person cannot own property, then you are subject to the person who can own the property, is what it comes down to.
That's true. And what people don't understand, too, is that when you have this redistribution, you actually punish those who have the motivation to do something. You would punish a person like the now deceased Steve Jobs,
yeah.
And you would reward, you know, the guy who's out in the corner smoking dope, getting drunk, whatever.
So there's a why, you know, maybe I'm missing something here, but there's something wrong with that.
Well, if you go to Washington, probably not, but for the sake of society, you know, we need to reward people for doing things that are beneficial.
Well, you know, the thing is that if you don't have incentive. And
mm-hmm.
you know what really gets me, too, is that people, look at what happened in this country. Because we had sound money and we had property rights, we became the greatest power from a standpoint of production
mm-hmm.
that the world has ever seen in history.
Exactly.
You can't even hide it in the history books, but they do. You know, there was no taxes, sound money, and you got to keep what you earned.
Right.
I mean, how incredible is that, and how do you hide it? And that's what this redistribution wealth thing just drives me crazy, because when you spread the wealth around, what happens is the government says, okay, who gets the, you know, who are we spreading the wealth around to? And if you're not on the receiving end, you're on the end of the losing end.
Yeah, and again, it's a disincentive to work.
Yeah, yeah. It takes all your incentive away. Why work?
Yeah.
You know, I know back in the day, my sister was married to a Russian guy named Walter, and his father came straight out of the Soviet Union. And he used to tell me the stories out there on the farms where they'd have 14 guys sitting around the baler, one guy sitting up on top the baler, looking for the government guy. The government agents come. As soon as they see the car coming down the road at the farm, the collective farm, they all jump up and start working. Okay, and as soon as the guy leaves, they all lay back down in the field and leave the lookout up there looking for the government guy, see if he's coming back, because who wants to work?
Yeah. And you know, we have to have a society that is productive. And when we start rewarding people for not being productive, we've got a mess in our hands.
Well, kind of like what we have now.
Pretty much, but it would be a lot worse.
Yeah, it would be a lot worse
if
the government... Yeah. See, we're heading that direction, and that's the problem.
Yeah. I mean, nothing worse than working your rear end off, and then your neighbors are being benefited by you working, and they're just sitting at home.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm going to stop working and just become get on the dole. Maybe that's what the government wants, is total dependence on them. And, you know, we're going to have to go to a break here in just a minute, and we'll come back. We'll talk about the jobs bill and the creation of. But, you know, the thing is, you know, that's why the government wants most of us depending on them, because then they call the shots.
They call the shots.
And that's the, and that's what they're missing. Useful idiots is what Lennon called them. Okay, we're going to a break right now. This is 1460 KCNR, home of the Free Fire Media. We'll be back right in a minute with Greg Cheadle.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. President Obama once again talking about jobs, wanting Congress to pass his bill, holding a news conference just starting at the White House.
Right now. This is not a game. This is not the time for the usual political gridlock. The problems Europe is having today could have a very real effect on our economy at a time when it's already fragile. But this jobs bill can help guard against another downturn if the situation in Europe gets any worse. It'll boost economic growth. It'll put people back to work. And by the way, this is not just my belief. This is what independent economists have said, not politicians, not just people in my administration. Independent experts who do this for a living have said this jobs bill will have a significant effect for our economy and for middle-class families all across America. And what these independent experts have also said is that if we don't act, the opposite will be true.
President Obama holding his news conference talking about jobs. He'll be asked about other things as well, perhaps the Fast and Furious program involving Attorney General Eric Holder, perhaps Solyndra and other issues. That is just getting underway at the White House. In California, Steve Jobs being remembered. That is outside Apple's headquarters. There are makeshift memorials at Apple stores and tributes all over the internet for the icon behind the iPod, iPad, and iPhone, dead at just 56.
Steve was always trying to jump to the next product, the next product, the next product before anyone else.
Steve Wozniak co-founded Apple with Jobs in a garage. We're seeing mortgage rates fall even lower. It's cheaper yet again for a 30-year fixed, an unheard of 3.94%. Freddie Mac's is the 15-year loan, also a record low, 3.26. And on Wall Street, as the president starts talking more about the economy, the Dow's down, or rather up 10. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Thank you for calling Bank. Our banking hours are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m.
You have reached Bank. Please call back during our normal business hours.
Welcome to our hours on Monday through Friday.
It is after 5 p.m. We are closed. Hi, thanks for calling Ally Bank. How may I help you?
If your bank doesn't have a real person available 24/7, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense, just people sense. Member FDIC.
Again, President Obama has just started a news conference at the White House. He began talking about the economy and again urging Congress to pass his jobs bill that he says will help spur the economy and lead to a lot of new hiring. Now, less than a week after the U.S. airstrike killed American-born terror leader Anwar al-Awlaki, a hearing in Congress. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
The death of al-Awlaki is a significant blow to al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula.
Al-Awlaki was the leader of external operations for AQAP, and he had taken a lead role in planning and directing attacks on the homeland.
FBI Director Robert Mueller, however, tells the House Intelligence Committee that al-Qaeda branch in Yemen remains a serious threat. So too do homegrown terrorists al-Awlaki inspired. The congressional panel is also still trying to figure out how much the FBI knew about al-Awlaki before and after 9/11, a question Mueller promised to follow up on, Dave.
Jared, she was John McCain's running mate in 2008. In 2012, Sarah Palin will not be at the top of the ticket. She's not running for president, meaning the 2012 race is now set.
Not about me, not about Chris Christie.
Palin tells Fox's Greta Van Susteren it's about helping Republicans win the White House, the Senate, and governor's races.
I know that I can join others and be a effective in helping change what's going on in our country.
Meanwhile, Nevada's moved the calendar of scheduling a Republican caucus for January 14th, meaning Iowa and New Hampshire will be even earlier than that. Poetic justice at the Nobel Committee.
The prize honors Swedish poet Thomas Tranströmer, who's known for writing tight verse drawing on the Japanese haiku tradition. The Nobel Committee saying,
through his condensed, translucent images, he gives us fresh access to reality.
Tomorrow comes the big prize, the Nobel Award for Peace. Some speculating whether this year it might somehow honor the Arab uprising or the 10-year engagement in Afghanistan. In London, Alistair Wanglin, Fox News Radio.
Of course, President Obama famously won that peace prize in 2009. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back. This is KCNR, 1460 AM, Shasta Redding, home of the Free Fire Media. And I'm here in the studio this morning with Greg Cheadle, a congressional candidate. And we're having a great day here.
It's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And we still need more coffee, though, and that would be a nice addition here. But
you can have the coffee.
Oh, man.
I'll be bouncing off the walls.
I like that part. Listen, I wanted to get a couple of quick things in here.
All right.
On your candidacy,
yes, sir.
Probably should start from the top. We just kind of ran with it wild and free here, but which is the way I like to run.
That's the way I like to roll too.
Yeah, it's
fine
the way
with me. It works.
It works. As long as we have some morality involved.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. What I wanted to ask you before we get into the jobs creation bill is I want you to kind of tell us, tell the listeners out there, the listening audience, what separates you from the other two candidates? You know, we got Herger and we got Pete Stiglitz. And why are you different?
Boy, I don't really get into – I don't want to put down anybody or anything like that. So I don't run a negative campaign. What Herger is doing, what Stiglitz will do, that's up to them. But the way I approach this is that I want to represent the people. And thus far, I don't think and I don't feel that the people have been represented the way the people want to be represented. They haven't been heard. They've been ignored. So it's important to me to run because, again, the people want to be represented, and I want to represent the people. I'm not sworn to globalism. I'm sworn to this country, allegiance to America.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
Yeah, see, that's a big one for me. It's like Nancy Pelosi, you ask her, what about the Constitution? She's like, are you serious? Really? The Constitution? Like it's some kind of a foreign document or something, you know? And I think that's what the people want, Greg. I think the people want everybody to start following the law.
They do. When I'm out with people, it never fails. The first thing they want to do is look into my eyes. Because they are so tired of being screwed by politicians. They want to see that honesty in my face. And they want to be able to connect with a politician. And I think thus far they've not been able to do that with anyone that's been in the race or who's running or who's been in office. They want to feel somebody. And the thing is, it's important to me because they give me that look as if to say, I am almost willing to trust you. And if you violate my trust, I will not trust again.
You're really like popping all my bubbles of illusion here because I was under the impression that all politicians were honest.
I'm not going to go there with that.
you mean they lie?
Well, I wouldn't. Well, some politicians probably do lie. I think the larger case is that a lot of them prevaricate.
Okay, well, I guess I'm not going to – I guess
that's politically correct.
I'm not even sure what that means.
Okay.
I guess I'm not going to crawl in the corner and get in a fetal position and start sucking my thumb because that would be the wussy thing to do, you think?
Yeah. Another thing, too, is that I'm probably the younger of all three candidates, and I'm undoubtedly the most educated one. I'm finishing my law degree now. I have a master's degree in public administration. Healthcare administration is the option. Did a undergrad in psychology and pre-med, and strangely enough, one exam away from having a degree in nursing. So I know a lot of things on the academic level and as well as real life.
That kind of opens up an Obamacare type of questions, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and I'm well versed in that, and I can answer those questions.
Good. Well, we got John on the line, and I wanted to bring him in. Are you there, John?
Good morning, Mark. Yes, I am. And
good morning.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hope Carl and Linda are having a good time, and or whatever.
And, I'm not sure what the whatever is.
For the candidate, Mr. Cheadle.
Yes.
I'm not asking for you to get into negative campaign situation at all.
Okay.
But you're going to need to define the differences between you and Wally Herger if you even hold a slight chance of getting elected. He has been in this office a long time, and although there's a lot of people here in the community, in our Northern California community, who are not particularly pleased with what he's done, there has to be some input to get him out of office if you're going to, and he needs to get out of office, there's no question about it, as far as I'm concerned anyway. I'd like to have you define some of your differences between you and he and how you would go about implementing them if you were elected. Particularly, my major concerns right at this point are border sovereignty and dealing with the illegal immigration issue that is costing us so much money in the country and in the state.
All right. Well, you know, first of all, it's because of Herger that I got involved in politics. You know, he made some votes that I did not agree on, and it seems that was going to be the trend. And so rather than sit down and complain and complain and complain and complain, I decided to get off the couch and do something about it. One of those was the stimulus package. You know, how in the world can you spin your way out of this recession? You can't. Most recently, it was a debt crisis, you know, to raise a debt ceiling. And I'm against those things. Practically speaking, how in the world can we continue on this path? If you have someone in office who keeps voting along those lines, you are not going to be better off. You're going to be worse off. So we differ philosophically along those lines. With respect to the border is an issue, but the greater issue is, why are they coming over? We have got to stop having people come over here and having the federal government subsidize these people for illegal activity. Once we start cutting off the government programs, the education, the welfare, the health care, then we're going to have less motivation for people to come over here. And then also in the private sector, you know, we have to make certain that people are not employed. I'd go
Mark,
so far as to say that people can't even...
If I may interrupt you just a moment.
Go ahead.
So we can have a dialogue here. I don't think that we need to dumb down America or make it less pleasant for these people to be here. We need to enforce our borders and keep people from coming here. This is a pleasant place to be, and it's going to stay that way, whether you're here legally or illegally, but we need to protect our borders specifically. I'm going to get off the phone here because I've got a lot to say, and I will take up all your time, and I don't want to do that. I want to hear it from you.
Well, we're going to have to go to a break right now, and then you know, we'll come back, and maybe we can get the answers to your questions.
All righty, Mark, I'm going to step in here real quick because waiting patiently on the phone is our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings, and she's going to tell us what's happening in the financial world with this Market Minute. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 42 points at 10,983. The S&P 500 is positive 7 at 1151, and the NASDAQ is positive 23 at 2483. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 20 cents at $5.97. and Alcoa up 55 cents at $9.92. Stocks of local interest, Bank of Commerce is up 2 cents at $3.23, and North Valley Bank is down 1 cent at $8.75. In the bond market, we are finding lower prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield up to 1.96%. In the commodity markets, gold is up $2.60 at $16.44.20, silver up 89 cents at $31.25, and crude oil up 45 cents at $80.13. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Thank you very much, Kathy. KCNR time, 8:13. We'll take a break and then come back to our guest host, Mark Kent, on Free Fire Radio.
of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
It's 8:15 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and isolated showers today. She will be partly cloudy this afternoon and a high near 63. That'll continue through this evening, then sunny for tomorrow with a high of 71 and excellent weather in time for Big Bike Weekend. As I said, 47 degrees right now. This report brought to you by our friends at Anselmo Vineyards. And now back to our guest host on Free Fire Radio, Mark Kent.
Good morning. We're back. This is KCNR 1460 AM, Shasta Redding, home of the Free Fire Media. And I have in my studio again Greg Cheadle, who's running for congressman. And in District 1.
District 1, yes.
District 1. I'll have to remember that. And so, you know, we've been asking him questions about his stances and where he's at and so forth. And, you know, I think the last question's about, you know, where do you stand as far as, you know, what the difference between you and Wally and Colonel Pita is. And, you know, that's a tough question to answer because, you know, I don't think you're focusing on their stance as much as you're focusing on your stance.
Yeah, I couldn't care less about what they're doing. I'm doing what I have to do, and that's what's important to me. I can't play politics as usual, trying to find something bad about this person, trying to find something bad about that person, and trying to exploit that. What I'm trying to do is give the people a positive alternative. You know, I'm a listener. I'm out there with the people. I'm knocking on doors. I communicate with people. I even talk to Democrats and independents at length about issues, because if I'm elected, I would represent all the people, not just Republicans. So that's important. I'm also, what's really important to me is that I'm a candidate of the people, by the people, and for the people. I'm not sold out to special interests. I don't have to bow to knee to special interests. I'm not getting money from special interests. I'm getting the $1 contributions from the people on the street.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. It's like I was reading in the paper yesterday, some guy was trying to tie the Tea Party to the protest in New York.
Go figure.
You know, and that's part of the thing that you're going to have to overcome is there's so much disinformation out there about everyone, everything,
right.
No matter what. I mean, people are out there throwing stones, and they have no idea even what they're talking about half the time. So, you know,
the Tea Party gets blamed for everything now.
Absolutely. So now that you're stepping in that arena, you know, you got to be aware that that's going to come at you somewhat as well.
I mean, get it all the time.
Yeah.
When I'm out, you know, people will, it's amazing. I've not experienced such polarity since the 60s with race riots and things. I mean, people are angry.
They're angry because, and I just, you know, here's one of the reasons they're angry. Last night I heard on, I don't remember which news program I was watching, because I watch a bunch of different ones because I like to get perspective from all sides. And this guy was saying that, did you know, and this was addressing the Fast and Furious Eric Holder thing that's coming on and not going away, I don't think.
No.
About how, you know, it's okay. I mean, it's against the law for you to lie to Congress. Okay, that's a criminal charge.
Mm-hmm.
But did you know that it's not against the law for Congress to lie to you?
Well, now I know.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
It's sick.
So, I mean, one of the things that I would want my candidate to understand is I want them to try to hold the lawmakers' feet to the fire, because they should be subject to exactly
they
the same
be.
Rules as we are.
They should not be excluded from those rules.
So, you know, with that, let's kind of move on to this job creation bill, and what do you think about that?
Well, as usual, Obama has a way of saying things one way, but implemented, they would be the exact opposite. When Obama's not a job creator, this guy is a job destroyer. To raise taxes again, if you took, let me give an example. If you took the recent Forbes 400 top richest people and you took all of their combined wealth, it would only amount to $1.5 trillion. That's nothing.
So do you think
all of their wealth?
So why do you think that Obama wants to do this? Why do you think this is in the cards?
Well, you know, I don't want to sound like a nut, but if you look at what Obama is doing, he is systematically dismantling the United States financially.
I agree. In fact, bit by bit,
that's what he's doing.
I have a quote on any of the emails that I send out right now, and it's, there's two ways to enslave a country. One is by the sword, and one is through debt.
Mm-hmm.
And that was by John Adams. So I'm kind of thinking that John Adams knew what he was talking about.
He knew what he was talking about.
So do you think there's a bigger plan here than what we're being led to? I mean, without getting too, yeah, exactly. Da-da-da-da. So, where are these guys going? Is this just total control, big government, or?
This is interesting because if you look at Obama and what he's doing, again, he's dismantling the United States bit by bit. And what these guys are doing, by bringing the United States to its knees, now they place themselves on the global stage. They couldn't care less about a position in the United States. They're going for a global position.
So I'm just wondering, and who's going to be at the top of the global position, do you think?
Obama wants to be there for sure.
I think Obama. I'm thinking the bankers, the international banksters, is where I'm going.
I get that. All right.
Yeah, that sounds so conspiratorial, but the real deal is, look what's going on in the world.
But they need a face. They need a face.
I'm in agreement. So.
And Obama would be that face.
So, yeah.
Or it could be that face.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure about all that stuff, but.
It's the Chicago way.
It's the Chicago, yeah.
Yeah.
That was not bad Sean Connery there, Bob. Very good. Very good. Yeah, you know, you don't bring a knife to a gunfight thing.
But let me get back to this jobs bill real quick. And to prove my point, you know, since Obama's taken office, the receipts have dropped incredibly.
As far as tax revenue?
Right. 2008, we had $2.5 trillion. Obama takes office. 2009, it drops to $2.1. 2010, $2.1. And we're still in $2.1 trillion territory. But spending has gone up like crazy. In 2008, it was just under $3 trillion. 2009, $3.5 trillion. 2010, $3.4 trillion. And 2011 is going to be at least $4 trillion. So we have a deficit of 2009 at $1.4 trillion, 2010 $1.2 trillion, and this year alone is going to be close to $2 trillion.
So in other words, running up the credit card and then getting a higher limit is not going to solve the problem.
It's not going to solve the problem.
Yep. So with that, we'll come back here in a minute. We're going to go to a break right now. It's 1460 AM, Shasta Redding, home of the Free Fire Media. We'll be back in a minute.
Help me, I have the Sunday blahs.
Oh, yes, I can. You know, it's quite simple to solve. It's the Don Shulman Show with his co-host, Judy Maxwell, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 1460 a.m.
Do you really think it'll work?
Oh, yes. It has worked for thousands of others with the same problem you had.
I can't wait. Oh, thank you. Let me give you a big smooch.
Oh, my. The Don Shulman Show, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m., the home of Free Fire Media.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us.
For more information, bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The cold weather months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their heating system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox have always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel. To make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied, call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer today, for a free estimate and rebate information. That's 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox, comfort you can trust.
North State Living, it's a good life forged by generations of determined, hardworking, independent pioneers and patriots like you. At Scott Valley Bank, we know when we work together, we make our good life better. We stand by our customers, strong, trustworthy, and proud, powered by their hopes and dreams, ready for the next challenge. Discover the Scott Valley Bank advantage today, serving Reading at 185 Hartnell across from Raley's. Scott Valley Bank, locals helping locals since 1858, member FDIC.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
KCNR time is 8:26, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Go up there and see Joe and Shelley, big supporters of our local veterans, and it's the home of the largest walk-in humidor in the North State. And you can get a great coffee drink from the T&B Sweeties. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Now, back to our guest host, Mark Kent on Free Fire Radio.
We're back. Hello out there. 1460 AM, Shasta Reading, home of the Free Fire Media. I just see the chat room's going wild, and I wanted to answer the question on, there's a question there on Herman Cain. And the reason I haven't studied Herman Cain too much is because, you know, for me, he was at one point head of the, or chairman of the board, Federal Reserve. In Kansas City. And you know something, that's a game changer for me because, you know, it seems like they're avoiding that in the media. They say he's worked for Godfather Pizza or owns Godfather Pizza. He's done this. He's done that, businessman. But every single time they seem to just neglect the fact that he was chairman of the Federal Reserve. So for me, you know, it's Ron Paul all the way because he's the only guy that has constitutionally been down the line true to the values. So, you know, I think that's going to be the national discussion. And you know something, the media is not very friendly to Ron Paul because he's a threat to the banking industry.
Oh, he is a threat.
So with that, let's come back to Greg here. And let's talk about this tax thing that you were going on about the revenues. And, you know, I've been saying for years in my business that, you know, if they raise the taxes so high that you can't pay them, the only way to collect them is debtor's prison.
Debtor's prison. Well, you know, let's go back to when Obama came in office, the very day of his inauguration, stock market went plummeted. It wasn't like, you know, it plummeted. And his policies since then have averaged, you know, roughly about $400 billion less in revenue coming into the United States. Since he's been in office, there's approximately, what, $1.2 trillion less in revenue. And so you have $1.2 trillion less, and then he jacks everything up, and the spending up.
And you really think he's seriously trying to balance the budget?
Oh, he's he changed the numbers, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, it's insane. I mean, you got people falling off a cliff, jobs. How are you going to raise revenue by increasing taxes when people don't have jobs? And so it becomes a continuous loop. It's like an 8-track tape with the same music playing.
Yeah, the last year Bush was in office, you know, what the deficit was, $400 billion.
Trillion.
I'm sorry.
You mean talk about the deficit or the debt?
The budget deficit.
Okay, I got you.
Was $400 billion.
Okay.
Or Obama's first year, he triples that.
Well, I mean, he's on course to take this thing into the stratosphere.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, completely. Because it took, I think when he went into office, the debt was $8 trillion, I believe.
I don't have that figure.
I don't have that figure, but I believe it was $8 trillion, and now we're almost at 15.
Right.
And he's only, you know, 3 years into his term.
Oh, I'm sick.
Think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, and there's going to be a consequence here, guys.
There is a consequence. And the question then, I guess we'll have to take this after the break, the question then becomes, why are the receipts lower since Obama's been in office?
Interesting. I'm going to say because the economy's tanking, and you can't collect more by charging more if people are having less.
The economy's tanking, and he's making it tank even more so with his policies.
I agree. I personally think that he's doing it on purpose for whatever reason, because you can't make the same
– You can't be that ignorant.
Yeah, you can't make this many mistakes in a row and not change course if you're really sincere about trying to solve
right.
the problem.
Right.
So with that, I think we're getting close. We got 30 seconds to the break. So, wow me, Greg. Give me something here.
I am just tired of politics as usual. We have got to make a change now.
I agree. I totally agree. With that,
tired of it.
We should yell or something here.
At least
Matt is ill, and I can't take it anymore.
I can't take it any longer. I'm fed up.
That was a great movie.
1460 Shasta Redding. We'll be back in a minute. We're going to a break.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Ron Flatter. Conceding the economy has weakened this year, President Obama tells a White House news conference his jobs proposal will help insulate America from the fallout of the European debt crisis.
The problems Europe is having today could have a very real effect on our economy at a time when it's already fragile. But this jobs bill can help guard against another downturn if the situation in Europe gets any worse. It'll boost economic growth. It'll put people back to work.
House Republicans reject the plan because of tax increases proposed on the wealthy. Speaker John Boehner, critical of the president today.
So watch the president of the United States give up on governing, give up on leading, and spend full-time campaigning.
Boehner this morning in Washington. The president says he's gone out of his way to work with Republicans in a bid to find common ground on the economy. This is a Fox News alert.
Hi, I'm Judy Maxwell, owner of Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I've been privileged to work with many residents of the North State to provide insurance for their homes, vehicles, life, and businesses, as well as being a financial advisor. I've met many talented business people and wonderful families over the past 18 years, and I must say it's the part of my job I love the most. And I'd love to meet you, too. And if you've got questions about insurance or retirement or investments, that's just a great excuse for us to get together. Just call my office and set up an appointment at 221-0441. And also, I'd like to invite you to join me on the radio on Sunday mornings as the co-host on the Don Shulman Show, where we'll be discussing everything from money to sports, important topics like for brides and seniors and more. And for me, it's just another excuse to talk. Join us right here on KCNR 1460 AM, Sundays from 11 to 1.
Investment products and advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services, member FINRA SIPC.
This is Free Fire Radio.
KCNR time is 8:32. We wanted to get this community news note out. On Saturday, October 8th, from 10 to 6, will be the final day of operation for TJ's Drive-In down in Anderson. It has been a local icon since 1957. They will be closing their doors due to the owner being diagnosed with cancer. The last day of operation down there will be basically an all-day celebration of the community and a fundraiser for the owner down there, Sandy Carter. So if you get a chance on Saturday, please go down to TJ's Drive-In. Brenda and I went down yesterday, and it's just a bit of Anderson history down there. So again, Saturday, October 8th, from 10 to 6, TJ's Drive-In on West Center Street in Anderson. And now, back to our guest host here on Free Fire Radio, Mark Kent.
Hi out there. I'm back. home of the Free Fire Media, 1460 KCNR, and we have in the studio Greg with us, Greg Cheadle. He's running for Congress. And before we get started, I just kind of wanted to say a couple of things. I just listened to Obama talk about the European debt crisis is going to be solved by the jobs bill. Seriously? Really?
Seriously.
this is some kind of Jedi mind trick. These guys think they can say anything. It's like the debt crisis will solve the problem. Everybody
will believe it.
The debt crisis will solve the problem. I mean, the jobs will solve the debt crisis. I mean, really? Are you seriously? I mean, that is absolutely so ridiculous. I can't even believe it. But, you know, I wanted to talk about PSA because Bob said before we went to the break that we were going to have a PSA.
Right.
And I said, and you said, what is that? And being a nurse, you said,
well, the PSA is a number that they use in determining whether or not or to what extent you may be on the verge of having prostate cancer.
So I was thinking, like, I'd rather go to a public service announcement.
I would, too.
Mark, that was actually a loyal listener on the phone who said that you sort of dated yourself with that 8-track reference. How many listeners actually know what an 8-track is and have actually seen one?
I had one in my car.
I saw one in a museum once. And, you know...
I will say I actually have a player left in my large supply of odds and ends at the shop. I don't know if it works, but I have the player.
Well, just in case anybody wants to know, this November will be the 25th anniversary of my 30th birthday.
Oh.
So, you know, I know I look good. I know.
You look great.
Okay. So, you know, I mean, you know, I should be on TV too. But, you know, I guess they just stuck me on the radio and said, keep talking.
Well, I have a face for radio, so it works.
You know, I like that. You know, you do. You know, if you guys could see
Thanks.
Greg right here, right now.
boy.
Moving right along.
But, let me clear up something really quick.
Okay.
The national debt prior to Obama coming in was right at $10 trillion. His first year, it was close to $12
trillion. Yeah, and it took, like, what, the first 150 years of our country to get to.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not a good combination.
It's totally disingenuous for these guys to be like this European debt crisis is going to be solved by the Job Creation Act. I mean, come on. I mean, it's like I said, seriously, a Jedi mind trick. We're that dumb that we're going to believe that garbage?
Well, the sad part is there are a lot of people that are dumb.
Well, that is sad.
And that's the problem. It's this misinformation and this disinformation that's ruining our society.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's two ways to inform, they say. One is to, you know, or there's two reasons to write or talk about policy, and that is one is to inform and one is to confuse.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that what we're talking about here is these guys confuse everything to the point of it's just depend on them to solve our problems, and guess what? The problems aren't getting solved, they're getting bigger.
They're getting much bigger.
Yeah.
Exponentially.
Exponentially. So, you know, going back to this tax thing, which happens to be my field of expertise, I've been in the tax field since 1982, and you know, the fact is that as the economy is falling off the cliff, the revenues that are coming in are going to be less and less and less on every level, federal, you know, state, local, because you can't shove these people out into the street and expect them to start paying taxes.
Yeah, exactly. And then taxes on what? They have nothing. It's gone.
They're going to be taxing them on their cigarette butts soon.
Mm-hmm. Their businesses are going under. Their houses they're underwater with their houses. What are you going to have to tax?
Tent tax?
I wasn't ready for that. Okay.
Yeah, you've got a 4-man tent there. I'm figuring that, you know, that's got to be worth, you know, 50, 60 bucks.
Yeah. I mean, we are rapidly becoming a third world country.
We're becoming the Soviet Union, you know, is what's happening. And you know what's interesting is we're becoming the Soviet Union and China is becoming the United States.
Exactly.
Is that
interesting?
And is it interesting, of course, that Vladimir Putin wants to, you know, put the band back together, he announced the other day. He wants to form a Eurasian Union of the former Soviet bloc. That could have some interesting implications.
Man, I was flashing on the Blues Brothers there for a second, you know, putting the band back together.
But yeah. No, listen to this. I mean, I met a guy who went to Mozambique to work. You know, he's a plasterer, and he's over in Mozambique working. Wow. Couldn't find work in the United States, but he can find work over in Mozambique.
I'm not going to Mozambique, Greg.
But I'm just saying how our country, how is it that the United States, the great United States, now we have to have people leave the United States to go to these former third world countries to work?
Because socialism doesn't work. Communism and Marxism doesn't work.
Yeah, I mean, he showed me these places where he was doing the plastering. I'm like, this is incredible. They're building over there, and we can't build over here.
You kind of caught me surprised with the Mozambique thing, because you know something? I mean, I got nothing against Mozambique per se, but I'm thinking that we need some government policy changes around here so that we start promoting business in America.
I agree. And again, if you look at Obama's policies from the minute he took office, receipts went down. And you have to ask the question, why did they go down? And again, you have to look at the answers, regulation and taxation.
Yeah.
It's killing us.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't there something about that in the the Declaration of Independence that, we were being taxed to death and, the government was suppressing all of our efforts? And, you know, another big thing was they talked about, sound money in there. You know, Congress shall coin the money and regulate the value thereof. I don't know. Do we have a new guest in the studio I should talk about? No. Okay. I thought he was bringing us coffee or something here, but
he didn't even bring a donut.
I know. No donuts, no coffee for us. We're just, okay. So.
And then too, as an employer, how in the world are we going to stimulate this economy when we have healthcare hanging over our heads?
Let's talk about that next. Let's go over some healthcare stuff, and then I think we need to go to a break here. Okay, we need to go to a break here. This is 1460 AM, Shasta Redding, home of the Free Fire Media.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is graciously sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly Whole Foods store.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Our time is 8:43. This portion of the program brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Athens Avenue. And it is the home of where you're going to get man's last stronghold. You're going to get a great haircut down there at Cypress Square Barbershop. Now back to our guest host, Mark Kent, on Free Fire Radio.
We are back. I like that song. Play that a little bit. Who is that?
Don Henley.
Don Henley. I knew
of the Eagles song. Fame. And,
absolutely.
Great tune. Great tune all about the news business.
Okay, we're back. This is KCNR, 1460 AM, Shasta Redding, home of the Free Fire Media. I am here in the studio with Greg Cheadle, and he is running for Congress. And we've been asking him questions and his stance and how he feels, and we're getting to know Greg pretty well here. And so, Obamacare.
Obamacare.
Constitutional or not?
Unconstitutional.
Unconstitutional, why?
They will try to run it through as a tax.
As a tax. Mm-hmm. So in other words, do you think that's the constitutionality of it?
That's the argument that they'll use.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So they're going to say that they have the power to put Obamacare through because they have the power of tax, according to the amendment that was passed in 1913, right at the same time they passed the Federal Reserve Act.
Yeah. Now let's just assume that the Supremes hold that it's constitutional. What does that mean for the average American?
Well, it means they're going to be forced to buy health care insurance.
Exactly. Now, this most recent fiscal year, we had $2.5 trillion in health care expenditures in the United States.
Wow.
$2.5 trillion. Now, if the Supremes rule that this is constitutional, let's say that they'll say, well, you have to pay this premium of, let's say, $3,000 per year.
Okay.
Within a few months, they're going to come back and say, well, you know, we underestimated. So now you're going to have to pay $5,000. The next year, it'll be $7,000. There's no end in sight. Yet and still, it's constitutional. They voted for it.
Yeah.
And now it's going to turn on them, and they will hate it.
I think the power to tax is the power to destroy quote is probably appropriate here.
It's appropriate.
So let's see. What do we got here? We got – We got Connie on the line here, and she wants to talk about the Wall of Freedom here real quick. And are you with us there, Connie?
I am. Thank you.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We are not doing very well.
Oh, that's not good.
We are at a very critical point with regard to this exhibit. No one has showed up. The volunteers that had showed up to help put up the wall haven't showed up.
What?
And as it stands now, unless we have volunteers to help erect the wall, it will not be put up, and it's really sad for the seniors that were planning on coming there to see it this afternoon, and the school children, and all of the buses that were coming. It's very sad to think that we will spend the next 4 days just looking at all the different pieces that are not put together.
How many people do you need down there, Connie?
For Kevin, who is with the American Veterans Traveling Tribute, to be able to start putting up the wall, we need 10 people who can commit 4 hours of their time. And of course, Missing in America Project is out there feeding everybody, and I'm very sad. I'm really very sad.
Well, let's get a call to action going.
Yeah, let's get a call to action out there, guys. Let's get down there and help these guys put together the wall. We need 10 people out there, 10 Americans out there to help put together the Vietnam Wall. Where should they go, Connie, to do this? Down at the convention center?
Now, down at the convention center, they'll be able to see the MIAP truck, the Walmart Heart truck, and Kevin will be waiting to take everybody on so that we can get this up and bring this to the community and really be proud to display all of our great things that we've done.
Well, there's got to be
service to our country.
There's got to be 10 men that are men and women that are women or women that are men out there right now.
There has got to be.
That could come down there and help you guys. So a call out to the Tea Party or any other
anybody
that wants to go down there and help these guys put this stuff together because it needs to be done.
Thank you so much for your time.
All right, Connie. We appreciate it.
And thank you for making us aware of that.
Absolutely. And if somebody wants to get a hold of you guys, do you have a phone number?
I do, 941-9278.
941-9278. Very good. Thanks, Connie.
Let's show a little power of community radio here and get the word out. Again, if you want to help out with the display down there at the Convention Center, Civic Center, whatever they're calling it this week, head on down there and help them get that display together.
Right now. Okay, very good. So we're back, and let's talk some more about Obamacare. I wanted to bring something up too. We talked about the constitutionality of it,
right?
And the fact that, you know, I think it's going to be a 4-5 vote for it being abolished. So
scary.
Yeah, it is scary. Our country hinges on this because this will sink our country if it gets passed.
This will sink it.
I agree.
Because at this point, government can tell you to do any blasted thing it wants.
Yeah, this is the last. You know, I hate to say it, but this is what Germany did when they took over. They took over the health care, and that was the last straw.
Yeah.
Okay. So, again, I'm not trying to say anything here, guys. I'm just trying to tell you, you know, that this could be a big problem.
Look at the parallels.
At the parallels, yeah. History is doomed to repeat itself unless you pay attention. So I don't know if it's going to repeat itself. I'm just saying. So anyway, inside that bill is something called the Ready Reserve Corps, and I was just telling Greg about this. And, you know, being a tax guy, I happened to be looking through it a year or so ago, and I found inside it, there's a place that says that there is an unlimited funding for a Ready Reserve Corps, you know, basically an army that answers only to the president. And, you know, it's the rationale for it is that they would be used in the time of a medical emergency, you know, something like an H1N1 or anything like that. But that kind of frightens me because
they issued brown shirts.
Well, you know, that's it. Because when you think about that, you know, why didn't anybody even make that known that that was in the bill?
Again, this president is great at deceiving people to get his way.
Yeah, it seems like that's the nature of the business, isn't it? Is that, you know, how they succeed is they lie.
Exactly. And furthermore, the most important person who will control your health care is going to be the Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services, not your physician, period. But this particular person, whoever that person will be at that time, is going to have more control over your life than anyone, period.
Yeah. Hey, you want to get treated? Hey, you got to toe the line. Okay, we're going to get going to a break. Before we do, I just want to tell everybody, I just got a text message from my sister and my wife, and they're headed down there to the wall. And my sister's and my wife are very powerful individuals who will stir up the pot and get people down there to help with the wall.
Great.
Okay, we're going to a break. 1460 KCNR, Shasta, home of the Free Fire Media.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train from
anywhere. October 15th at Anselmo Vineyards. Come ye lords, ladies, knights, and all subjects from the North State. It's a Renaissance medieval night. Limited seating, $45 per person, with a special set menu designed and prepared by Chef John Stadelli. And I'll be singing with my favorite jazz trio. Dan Kinkle on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Johnny Gonzalez on keyboards, plus special guest appearances. Come join us for this fun harvest festival, only at Anselmo Vineyards. Remember, if you wear your costume, you'll be eligible for special prizes. See you at the harvest party, only at Anselmo Vineyards, October 15th. Remember, limited seating. For reservations, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
And a quick look at the weather before we go back to our guest host here on Free Fire Radio. Isolated showers today, then partly cloudy, high near 63. Tonight, low around 42. Sunny for tomorrow, high near 71. Currently 50 degrees in downtown Reading. And now, this report brought to you, of course, by Anselmo Vineyards. Now back to our guest host one more time. Here is Mark Kent.
Good morning. We're back. We're with my guest here, Greg. I was just thinking, you know, I know that's something I probably shouldn't do as much as I do, but, you know, this whole Obamacare thing reminds me of Lenin promising all of the farmers, you know, in the Ukraine that they would all get 16 or 60 acres of farmland and the beautiful collective farms and everything would be beautiful. But, you know, the real deal is they got, you know, shorted at the end. And I'm saying that the left doesn't understand that they're going to get shorted at the end here.
They will be shorted.
You know, I mean, this Obamacare of utopian society and everybody's going to be, you know, living out there with lollipops and sunshine. It's not going to happen. So it's something that they need to understand that, you know, there's nothing for free in this world.
No. And see, what people don't understand, too, is that, again, it sounds great that everybody will have health care. But the bottom line is this. You're going to have an exacerbated shortage of nurses and physicians. Are going to drop like flies out of the system. And you talk about waits. You think ER waits are bad now. Just let this thing take effect. We already have residency positions that are going unfilled because people are not as happy about going into medicine as they were before.
Well, you know what it does for me, what it tells me, is that you're taking one person in a profession and basically turning him into a slave. Because if you can tell a doctor that you have to perform medical procedures for little or none or whatever we decide to pay you, then I own you.
Yeah. And after all those years of education to come out and be a slave, what's the motivation to go into it in the first place?
Yeah.
There is none.
There is none. And so these guys aren't going to practice is what's going to happen.
They're not going to practice.
Yeah. It's insane. So, you know, I mean, all the rhetoric and all the lies is exactly that, rhetoric and lies. And that's what we're getting out of Washington at all levels. And it's on both sides of the aisle. I'm not, you know, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what I've been saying is it's them. I mean, you know, in collusion with the big bankers in Wall Street, if you will. You know, we got the guys protesting on Wall Street against Wall Street. Well, you know, the stock market, really? Think about the big bankers that own Wall Street that are working in collusion with the Treasury Department and mm-hmm. in the politicians. Now you're getting close.
Nail government.
Yeah.
Get mad at government.
It has to end. So here we go. You got something there, Bob?
Yes. I got a call from a listener who says some people are still unclear on exactly where the Cost of Freedom exhibit is taking place. They need your help down there right now at the convention center or civic auditorium, depending on what you want to call it. They need help assembling the exhibit or it's not going to happen. This is happening right now at the Reading Civic Auditorium / Convention Center, and we need as many folks as can get down there, and the memorial is 8 feet tall and 370 feet long. This thing is huge.
Holy
it's an
cow.
Impressive display called the Cost of Freedom, so we do need volunteers to head down there and help Missing in America Project and all these other volunteers make this a reality.
Calling all patriots, get down there. All right, get those guys some help. They need it. You know,
now,
this is important.
Yeah, another thing about healthcare with respect to Obamacare specifically is that as an employer, what do you do? And a lot of these employers are on the fence. They don't want to hire anybody because they don't know what it's going to cost them.
Not only that, right now there's not much of a demand because as we're losing our jobs,
mm-hmm.
you know, you've got to have a demand for your product or your service out there.
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah, so.
But as an employer, we have a choice. We can decrease wages and pay for the health care, or we can be fined by not providing for the health care.
How stupid is that?
Well, it's beyond. It's frightening.
It's yeah.
Because as an employer, my job is to hire people, but now I get fined by the government.
Yeah, you know, the real job of an employer is to provide a good and service that the public wants,
right.
needs, and got to have. And as a byproduct of that, it grows and creates jobs, and everybody's more happy because it stimulates the economy, and our lifestyle gets worth, you know, our lifestyle goes up across the board. It just gets me. We've been following this big government centralization plan now for 80 years.
Mm-hmm.
How's it working out there, guys?
Not very good. And what were once friends' benefits that an employer would provide.
Decide to give as because he wants to keep good employers.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Now he's mandated. These are requirements. They're not optional anymore.
That's insane. I mean, it's absolutely insane. You know, and I'd like to see somebody up there that has got some business background other than, you know, going to Columbia University and turning left at Harvard.
Right.
You know, so that they can be told how businesses and the economy works because they haven't got a clue.
They have not a clue.
So... Yeah, anyway, give me something. Let's end with something here. We got 30 seconds, and we got to go. We're over. So say something good, Greg. Go ahead.
I am not a politician. I am sick and tired of politics as usual. We need a change.
I agree.
Thank you very much, Mark.
It's good having you in here, Greg. It's been great as usual.
Always.
All right, man.
All right, you take care. Thank you,
all right.
Bob.
All right, bye-bye.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Dragging me down, gonna stand my ground.